Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program, which is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is now, due to popular demand, has been extended to 1 hour. And we're getting all sorts of calls and asking us to please extend the show to 2 hours. And that's also for the Thursday night show. We're getting calls that ask that we extend it to 3 hours. Well, legend has it, legend has it that the show, we're prophesying here now, that the Thursday night show will eventually become a 2 to 3 hour show. And we're also looking at the prospect that the Friday night show will likely extend to an hour, anywhere between an hour, hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half. But that's not now. That's down the road for the Friday night show. But anyway, we've got a lot to cover tonight. And before I get started, I always like to start off our Friday night show because it's the end of the week. And for many people like myself, it begins a sacred time. And I always want to invite God's presence into my Friday night program. So, Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength of this brand new day. We thank you for all your blessings near and far. And I just want to pray that you intervene and come in and thank you for the blessings that we're going to be presented over the air tonight to further introduce my co-host who joined us last week. And then tonight we're going to introduce another guest that's going to be joining us in the upcoming, starting next week. So thank you for all your blessings and help us have a great show. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So listen, we're here tonight and we're looking for God's blessings as they are constant. If you're down in a rut out there somewhere, if things are just not going well for you and you're actually saying that God is good all the time and all the time God is good, all the time God is good, and life is just not going the way that you had hoped it would go, then I've come to learn that it certainly is not God's fault. I've been in that situation and stuck in a rut, in the gutter, and it seemed like there was just no way out. And then sometimes you got to do an assessment. Sometimes it requires you to cast your net on the other side. And that might mean, I mean, it depends on how you interpret that. Cast your net on the other side. It means you might have to do something different. The story talks about when Jesus went in the boat with the fishermen, and they weren't catching any fish. And they woke him up and say, we're not catching any fish. And he simply told them these words. He said, cast your net on the other side. And when they did that, they had an overflow on that boat, and the boat almost turned over. So if you're stuck in that rut, you can certainly call my office. I guarantee you I may be able to not have all the answers, but I can certainly, I have a spirit of discernment that the Lord has blessed me with, and I can certainly point you in the right direction. Listen, tonight we're going to further introduce my co-host for the first time for the second time. She was here last week. My co-host who's going to be joining me, she's brand new. She's bringing a lot of experience. I'm going to let her tell you about herself before she gets into her spiel. And then once she comes on with her brief introduction, then I want to go in and introduce you all to someone else that's going to be joining us next week and the weeks coming. All right, without further delay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to present to some and introduce to others, once again, Miss Claudia Burke, a.k.a. now Lady C. All right, Lady C, welcome to the program this evening. It's nice to have you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Walker. It's good to be on. Hi, everyone. How are you today?
Great. So listen, just give us a brief introduction for about 30 seconds, and then I want to introduce someone else, and then we'll get into tonight. Then I'll bring you back on for an inspirational thought for about 2 minutes, and then we'll proceed with tonight's programming.
Okay, so first and foremost, I am a daughter of the Most High King. I'm a princess for God. I have two children, a son and a daughter. I'm divorced, and my intention is to just work for God, and that's why I'm here. It's just flowing out of me to just give back to someone, and I have had so much life experience that I could share back with someone. Being a wife and a single parent.
Okay, excellent. I like that part where you say you're here to because you want to work for God, and that's why I'm here. So we're going to ask you to stand by before you go into your spiel because we've got a lot to cover tonight, and tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is would God do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves? Would God do for us? So I want you all to digest this. Would God do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves? I mean, and that many of you all out there, as you're listening to this, I want you to be thinking, you know, I've been praying the same prayer for 100 years and my prayer hasn't been answered. Well, maybe I want you to think about this here. Maybe it was something that God figured you could do for yourself, you know, that he expected you to do. He expected, that's a powerful word. He expected you to do for yourself, rather than wait on him to do it for you. All right, so let me go ahead. I'm going to bring this young lady in. And, you know, 1 Corinthians 13 talks about love, charity. It talks about these things. It talks about, I mean, that's one of my favorite areas of the Bible. When it talks about love, faith, and charity, and the greatest of these is charity. And we oftentimes associate the word charity with the word love. Faith, hope, charity, love. You know, the greatest of these three is love. You can't, I mean, you just can't get anything. Love, the Bible says love conquers all. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to present to you all tonight. We're going to have a young lady that is going to be coming on tonight. Well, she's going to just basically, I'm introducing her, but she's going to come on officially next Friday night. She will be joining me and Lady C. And she's going to give us at least a minimum of 3 scriptures that will support every one of our topics. She will give us 3 scriptures that will inspire you all, and we will break these scriptures down as we go along throughout the programming of each Friday night. Without further delay, I want to introduce to all of you all, my listeners out here, I want to introduce Charity Brimley, a.k.a. Miss Love. Charity, why don't you come on in and say a few words for us to our audience, and that way give them something to look forward to next week when you come on board.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for welcoming me, Dr. Walker, Lady C, Miss Claudia. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yes, loud and
hello?
Clear.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Loud and clear.
I look forward to this journey. God has been blessing me every step of the way. He has directed me. I stay on his path, even at times when I want to say no. I continue to keep going forward. A lot of times I don't understand why he does what he does, but it always comes out in the end. And just like with this program, I kept asking God for something for me to do that would be in His glory, in His name, to glorify His kingdom. And He put me in contact with all of you. So I feel blessed. I too am a single mother of two grown children, three grandchildren, and a child that I adopted when he was three. So in that journey of being a single mom, being an advocate for numerous people during their journey, I just feel I am so blessed. And I want to tell you guys thank you, and I look forward to working with you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so very much. We're going to ask you to stand by. And, of course, if you have anything that you want to say, by all means, come on. I may call on you as Miss Love or Charity, and then you just come on in and chime in. Any of our listeners, if you want to be able to chime in at any point and be inspired or inspire the rest of us, simply press 1 on your dial, and we'll be happy to bring you in. We're going to go now to Lady C. Lady C, give us an inspirational thought, if you would, to start us out with tonight. Would God do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves? Hallelujah.
No, he will not. Let's take a walk into my favorite book, the Bible. Psalms 128, verse 2 says, "You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you." What does God mean by that? Okay, take a walk with me down scenario lane. So you have a girlfriend who's always complaining about not having a job, not being able to fulfill her needs. So you heard that Walmart is hiring, and you gave her the link to Walmart to go fill an application. Then she said, you follow up with her the following day, and then, "Hey, girl, how are things going? How did the application process go?" "Oh, I didn't fill it out. I got caught up with something, but I'll do it later." "Okay, all right." Later, you check in with her. "Oh, sorry, I didn't get to finish it. Really, you know, I've been praying for God and fasting for God to make some changes in my life, but I'll finish it later." Scenario 2, your girlfriend have a job for $10 an hour, and she's working. It's not fulfilling all her needs. But then she feels like she has to pray about some personal things in her life, and she's going to hop off the job without having any sick days, no personal time, or it's not her vacation time, but she's going to get off and take time off without asking her boss properly, and she's going to fast and pray and leave her job. Like, couldn't you fast and pray while you're on the job? What's wrong with you? No, God expects you to work. "By the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread," sister, brother. God is not going to do for you what you can do for yourself.
Amen. That was a powerful thought. You know, thank you for that scenario. It was absolutely beautiful. And let me tell you, I have countless stories of people that I've consulted with, people that I know personally, and just like she's saying, you know, with that scenario, I have a personal friend of mine that, you know, I had to kind of sever the friendship with to some degree because she just wasn't moving forward. And I've known her for over 35 years, and I kept trying to get her as I was climbing the rungs, the ladder of success. I was trying to bring her along with me just as a friend so that she could get somewhere and have something going for herself as time progressed. Well, 35 years later, she's having a very, very difficult time because of the decision she made way back then. And it's so unfortunate because people delayed certain things because they were just constantly waiting for God to do something for them that they could have done for themselves. And now they're in a situation where it's like they're in need, and certain needs that these needs would have been taken care of had they done these things for themselves. We're going to go to Miss Charity. Do you want to come in and chime and say anything? Your thoughts on that? Will God do for us what we do for us, he expects us to do for ourselves?
No, he will not do for us what he expects for us to do for ourselves. It's just like the journey that when I was coming to here and he was telling me to get up and move, get up and move. My spirit kept telling me I needed to get up and move, but my mind kept telling me to sit still. But if I would have not gotten up and moved like he told me to, I would not be on this new journey. I would still be sitting stuck wondering, what am I supposed to do? So, Lady C, Ms. Claudia, you are correct. I agree.
All right.
God wants
Let's go to
us
phone
to
lines.
Do for ourselves.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to South Florida, 305-733. Thank you for joining us. And who do we have with us this evening?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Hi, ladies. How are you? This is Stephanie. Can you hear me?
Fine, Stephanie. Thank you for joining us. Stephanie, what do you think? Do you think that, I mean, if I'm lying there in bed and I'm 23 years old and I'm still waiting on my mother, having my mother take care of me, and I don't have a mental challenge, I'm physically fine, but I want to play video games all day. I mean, I'm praying, God help, send a job my way. I mean, my mom's getting on my nerves, you know. I mean, come on. God help me. You own the whole planet. You own the whole universe. Why can't you just send somebody to my door or ring my iPhone that my mama bought me? I'm 23. I didn't go to college. Do I need to go to college? My mama been spoiling me since I was three. Okay, come on.
Oh,
now
my
she's
goodness.
Getting on my nerves. So, Stephanie, wouldn't God just have somebody dial my phone? Wouldn't he have somebody knock on my door and say, hey, I got a job for you?
No. No, it doesn't work like that. No. And what came to my mind after hearing the ladies speak was also, God bless the child that has his own. What that simply means is you need to go out and initiate it and try to get yourself established. Yes, the Lord will help you along the way, but he's not going to sit there and just – he's not going to allow you to just sit there and play video games and just do nothing while he do all the work. It doesn't work like that. I'm sorry.
But,
because if that's
but I'm good
the case,
at the video games. What if he's real good at
well,
the video
I
games?
I don't care about you being good at the video game. The Lord is not here to do – the Lord is here to help us, but not just allow us to just do nothing while he does all the work. He wants us to initiate our happiness. He wants us to go and get us. He never did say, oh, well, sit back, I'll do all the work, and then, you know, once I get you situated, then I'll come and get you. No, that's not how that works. No, you need to be you need to get up, and especially if you're of age, you need to already have your plan. Know what your plan is. Be asking the Lord to guide you as you, you know, try to pursue your goals. And that's what the Lord is here for. He has enough issues to worry about with evil. So if you can't help yourself, then you don't need to be helped. You continue to play those video games.
Wow. Okay, Stephanie, we're going to ask you to stand by. We'll try to come back to you.
Your mother needs to stop doing things for you, too.
Wow, but she's fought me since three. If that's all I know, what do you expect?
Well, then she should shut up and just keep spoiling you.
Okay. We're gonna ask you to stand by, Stephanie. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to 954-826. You're on your half-hour inspirational program. Who do we have with us? 954-826.
Hello, Dr. Walker. It's James.
James, thank you for joining us again this evening, James. James, let me ask you, I mean, would, first of all,
you
got to
fill me in a little bit because I just tuned in.
Okay, the topic tonight is, would God do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves? And then secondly, I heard Stephanie saying that after this 23-year-old guy sitting at home, mother spoiled him, he didn't go to college, and she's bugging him about getting a job now, and he likes to play video games all day. She's been taking care of him all this time. Why bother him now? And then he's saying, God can, if God wants to, he's God. He can have somebody dial his iPhone that his mother bought him and or come knock on the door and say, hey, young man, I got a job for you. So why should he have to go looking when God takes care of the birds and the fish?
Because that is a fallacy and that don't happen. The only time that happens is when you go to an elite college and you graduate at the top of the class, and those corporations see and they come search you out. that's the only time that happens. But if you're just sitting home playing, you know, games, that's not going to happen. My daughters love computers and games. One's going to college for it, and the other one is going to go to college for it. That's what they love. So turn it into something. Turn it into something.
Okay.
If that's what you love, son, turn it into something. I'll support you if you get out there and turn it into something.
All right. Excellent.
But,
James, we're going to ask you to stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let me bring my co-host in. Lady C, let's bring you back in here. And, you know, I got to ask this. It's like, well, you know, I heard what Stephanie said. I heard what James is saying. And it's like I heard what Charity is saying here. But the fact of the matter becomes, it's almost like, well, listen, God, the birds don't have to go looking for anything. They just wait for people to drop crumbs. What about the fish? They just, you know, they're going around and just everybody just, and they're mating and they're just having fun. And they're having all these babies, even the squirrels. I see squirrels every single day. And these squirrels look like they're just having the best fun of all. So, Lady C, why do we as the Homo sapiens, the human beings, why do we have to be expected to do things? Why can't God just do it all for us?
Because when God created this earth almost 6,000 years ago, he gave Adam a job.
Okay.
And Adam's job was to keep and care the animals in the garden, and he could name them and do whatever he wanted with them. But he had a job. And that job didn't change. After he sinned and he was let out of the garden, God said to him, by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat bread. So work is a principle, and everyone needs to learn what that principle is. And as Stephanie said earlier, that mothers should stop giving and aiding their children. Sure, absolutely. We should be taught, and we should teach our children at a very early age to do chores without paying them for it too. They should know that it is a principle, it is a requirement in the home. So they will grow up respecting themselves and their home and appreciating the things that is given to them. So when they grow up and they see that their parents work and their parents try and hustle to make a living, they will appreciate what they get, and they too will want to work and do the same. And I will just say quickly, if you have a problem and you are struggling with the idea of work, while you pray about it, give it to God, because prayers without work is dead. And
all
that's
right.
It,
all
Dr.
Right.
Walker. Prayers without work is dead.
Okay, Lady C, just quickly, I got to throw this in because you said something. You said that God told Adam by the sweat of his brow. But wasn't that after sin? Wasn't that after Adam and Eve had sinned that he told them, you know, by the sweat of his brow? So then prior to that, was God taking care of everything?
No. Remember, I said he had a job. God gave him a job the minute he was created.
Right.
To keep and
right.
care of the garden and to take care of the animals. And after sin, he had to work a little harder. By the sweat of your brow, you can eat bread. You see, before he sinned, his food was there. At his disposal in abundance. But after sin, now he had to till the ground. He had to dig the earth now and started planting vegetables and ground provisions to add to his food because it wasn't in abundance anymore. And now he's learning. And you know, work is a gift from God. And unless we really understand work, we will not appreciate food. Because you have to work for that food.
Right.
And when you can work for it more, you can appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. We got a number.
Just won't do it.
No, we got a number of callers that are trying to get in. This is a hot topic tonight. Will God do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves? So we can't sit down and just play the video games and we're able to go out and get to work. God feeds the fish. He feeds the birds. I'm just trying to get an understanding here. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to South Florida 954-682. Who do we have on the air, and welcome?
I have Raquel Williams here.
Raquel Williams, thank you for joining
us.
Right, from South Florida.
Thank you
for joining us, Raquel. Raquel, what are your thoughts? I mean, here it is. Why can't we just get fat and eat what we want and just God just provide everything like manna from heaven? Why?
Listen, Lady C, I agree with everything that she said. It is a principle. If God did not give us the principle of work, then how would we appreciate the principle of Sabbath rest?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You would never
that's
get exhausted
good...
to where you need to stop from your work so you can spend time with him.
Okay, but do we have to
and
work
just because,
until we're 60?
I mean, even... Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. Even what?
The example of the boy Jesus, his father was a carpenter. Guess what? Jesus
right.
knew how to do it too. They didn't say, well, you're God's son. Just relax. Just you know, they gave him, they instilled in him that principle of work. It gave a sense of responsibility and accountability and discipline. You know, you're doing something with precision. You're doing something
okay.
consistently. And then it's inadvertently teaching us a lot of character traits that you need for the kingdom. You know,
okay.
discipline,
okay.
persistence.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to ask you both to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to try to get in as many people as we possibly can. Miss Charity, we're going to try to come back to you as well. Stephanie, James, let's go to looks like North Florida 561-777. You're live on your half hour inspiration program. Who do we have? And welcome.
Hi. Good evening. This is Marlene.
Marlene, thank you for joining us. Marlene, what are your thoughts? I'm just, you know, I'm hearing so many different views on God's not going to do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves. Then why do we keep praying the same prayer all the time? God, help me to find a job. God, help me to do this here. God, do that. I mean, is it necessary? If he's not going to do it, if he hasn't done it in 10 years, is he likely to do it?
I'm
wondering.
Faith that works is dead. You can pray all you want, but unless you put forth the necessary work behind that faith that you claim to have, then you really don't have no faith. Your faith is dead.
Okay.
So
okay.
they have to go hand in hand. You pray and you work.
You pray and you work. Put the works to it. All right, we're going to ask you to stand
yes.
by. Let's go. Let's bring Miss Charity back in. Miss Charity, we want to get your thoughts here and ask. I'm still trying to figure out something, an example of what he expects us to do for ourselves that somebody may have been praying. How about this? Let's say husband walks out on his wife with two kids. He walks out on her, and then he goes, he meets another woman that he really falls in love with that he left his wife for, and this woman has five kids. And he's not doing anything for his kids, but he's taking care of this woman and her five children. He's abandoned his wife and the two children, and he's taking care of now this wife, this woman with five children. But the wife that he left is constantly praying that God, please send my husband back. I love him. Well, Miss Charity, help us out here. The man hasn't come back in 5 years.
Well, first, God is not a begging God, and he doesn't really appreciate for us to be begging all the time. So he's a loving, caring God, and he loved you enough to let that man walk out of your life. So what he's telling you is, girl, get up by your bootstraps. I have something better for you, but you have to put in the work. You have to go out there. You have to show your kids that you're a strong, independent person that I made you to be, that your faith is strong. I gave you a faith of a mustard seed. That's all you need, and I will provide the rest. But he wants us to initiate and take control and take, you know, the horse by the saddle and, you know, what you call them, those straps. He wants us to move forward and show that his presence is there, that he's with us, that he's not going to leave us nor forsake us, but he gave us the will to move forward. He is there with us, so we have to let that man go because he's going to give us a new man. You got to work for it, though.
You got to work for the new man. Stephanie, let's bring
Ain't
you in.
That the
Stephanie.
Truth.
Okay, so Stephanie, the man walks out and goes over there, and then James is going to ask you the same question. Then we're going to go to South Florida again, 305-769. Stephanie, so he walks out, and he goes take care of this woman with five children. And the woman is still praying, though, that she loves her. Do you really believe that God really says he gave you the gift of letting that man go and you and your kids are hungry?
Well, I don't think that he gave you the gift of letting her go. I mean, because it's not as though you can keep someone, you know, from not leaving, you know, especially
right.
if they want to go.
Right.
They're going to do what they want to do, even go against principles of God at some time, you know, and commit adultery or sin against their principles. But I don't believe that the Lord will leave us nor forsake us. So we do have to trust in him even where we can't trace him, and pray that he has something better in store for us. You know, and I don't know about her praying and asking the Lord to have the man come back. I mean, I'm not seeing that. But you know, we're not almighty. We're not like God. So things happen. The Lord allowed things to happen, but at the same time, he makes a way for us as well, especially if we love and we trust in him. So
that's
myself.
Yes, go ahead. Lady C, I believe that's you. Go ahead.
Well, this is Raquel Williams. I just wanted to say
okay.
that it's a funny comment, but it makes sense. God saved us from our sins, not our senses. You know, the selfish human part of us wishes that he was a genie and he would just grant us our wishes. Who's to
yeah.
say that it was his will in the first place that was who you were supposed to be with?
Right.
Sometimes
wow.
we go against God's will and do what it is that we want to do. And guess what? It would be a different story if he stayed in that house, if he was on drugs, if he was beating his wife and children, rather than God knowing better and saying, you know what, let him go. Let him go.
Right.
I'm sufficient. I'm enough to take care of you. So the selfish
right.
part of the woman is like, I want a man. I need help. And instead of saying, I need Jesus to help. So
right.
we have
or,
to be careful
right.
with
or
our prayers because God knows better than us. We don't have sense. We have to trust
that is
in his will.
That is interesting. Let me bring James in just for a second before I go to my co-host. Let me bring James in. And then we're going to go to 305-769. Thank you all for your patience. James, how does a 7-year-old kid, let's say in the scenario that I just gave where the woman is waiting and praying for her husband to come back from that woman with 5 children, and the little 7-year-old boy is praying that his daddy will come back and be involved in his life, how do you explain that after he's prayed for 6 months, you know, that and the father still hasn't come back to take him fishing or anything or be involved? How do you explain that? How can that mother possibly reach that 7-year-old boy who's been praying because his mother taught him to pray, that God answers prayers?
I have to go to the scenario in the Bible where Meshach and Shadrach and Abednego told the king, even if God don't save us, that doesn't mean he's not God. So we're not going to bow to you. We're going to go in this fire. We're going to pray to God save us. But even if he don't, he's still God. So you tell that little boy, you can pray that your dad comes back. But at the same time, if he doesn't come back,
right.
then God is still God. And we have to move on and take care of ourselves now. You know, and sometimes you don't want to try to have that adult conversation with the child that young, but sometimes it's good to kind of break it down on their level
uh-huh.
and use the Bible so that they can understand. Don't slight God because that prayer wasn't answered. He's still God. It's just right now that's not for us. Let's move on.
Wow. But can you, James, can you possibly imagine what that could do to a 7-year-old growing up? Couldn't that possibly cause him to lose faith in praying a prayer? Because now keep in mind that man who left, he has free choice. He has free will. And God does not impose his will on anyone. But can you imagine that 7-year-old? He grows up and says, Mom, there's no sense in praying. Now he's 12.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not praying anymore because, you know, God doesn't answer all prayers. Can you imagine him growing up like that?
It's possible because there are people who have people that are sick, die of cancer, and they pray, Lord, you know, you told me that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and
right.
and I'm praying about my mother, about my brother, but God takes them anyway. I lost my sister in a car accident, okay? 52, I lost my sister, tragic car accident,
right.
and it shook my faith because she was in it. I'm like, God, why did you take her? All these people, and it shook my faith.
Yeah.
And I had to understand that that's, you know, that you can't slight God because that was her time. That was her, like, that was her time. And God called her home. And you got to tell the little boy, you know, right now you can keep praying, but we have to move on. We can't stay here. God wants us to go on. You know, he may
right.
bring him back. You keep praying that prayer, but we have to go on. And you try to use the Bible to show him that God still loves him, and you can show him examples like in the Bible. It's not going to be easy for him because no child should grow up like without a father. It's not going to be easy, but that's when you got to bring other men in the church around that young man. You got to bring other men in your family around him to show him that just because this one man didn't do it right, that God can put other people in your life, son, to help you along the way.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. Go ahead.
The purpose of our prayer is not that our will, but that God's will be done. If
that
we're looking at
done.
It from our standpoint, we feel like God should give me whatever it is I want. But if we look
right.
at him as a supreme being, all-knowing, all-powerful, and way more worthy than we are, we'll realize, Lord, if I pray for something and it's not good for me, a little girl is going to pray, I want to be a mommy. She's not ready. So you have yes, no, and wait. And I like the scenario from the gentleman, you know, we pray about our sick or elderly. We pray about our pets that may be sick. But we can't pray that grandma lives forever. You know?
Right.
God knows
right.
when it's that.
Not on earth anyway.
Amen.
Right. We're going to ask you, all of you all, to stand by. Let me go to another phone caller, 305-769. Thank you for your patience. We're trying to get to as many of you all as we possibly can. Who do we have with us, and welcome?
Good evening. This is Ms. Augustine. How everyone doing?
Hi, Ms. Augustine.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Ms. Augustine, what do you think?
Hi.
Do you think, I mean, have you ever had an experience where you were expecting God to do something for you when you found out later that you could do it for yourself?
Well, yes. I was sick, really sick for 10 years. And going back and forth to the hospital. And I kept praying and praying and asking God to heal me. And God told me I was healed. But I kept going to the emergency room in the hospital almost every other month. And then one day I saw different specialists and I found out what I needed to do for me. And what I needed to do was nothing but change my diet. Change the way I eat. When I changed the way I ate, then I started being healed. God said I was already healed. I was healed. But I didn't do what I was supposed to do, what I needed to do for me. When I changed the way I eat, now I am 95% better than I was.
Wow. Wow. Ms. Augustine, I'm so glad that you shared that with us, and I want to bring Lady C in also, and Ms. Charity is going to be bringing us scriptures that support every one of our topics in the future on Friday evening, because I'm thinking now, he says, God says that I have given you every herb-yielding tree for the healing of the nation, and, you know, listen to your story, it's like we're praying, but God has already answered our prayers already before we even asked. Lady C, how do you explain that even with what she just mentioned?
You know, I actually thank Ms. Augustine for sharing her story because for the lack of knowledge, the people perish, the Bible says. And
right.
So, I mean, millions of people have died because they did not understand what they needed to do to help themselves. And not understanding that most of the time, the medical doctors do not understand what's going on with them either because they were not taught nutrition. So sometimes it takes simple things as a flush, a cleanse, an enema,
yeah. Yes.
And some fruits and vegetables for like two straight weeks. Did you know that you can eat raw for two straight weeks and beat diabetes if you're a diabetic?
Yes.
And a lot of people do not know that. So, again, God will not do for us what we can do for ourselves, you know, but we have to seek that knowledge. You know, we have not, the Bible says, because we ask not. Sometimes we ask
okay.
God for the wrong things.
Okay.
You know,
all
and
right.
even that, because the Holy Spirit prays with us and groans with us, sometimes we have to say, Holy Spirit, tell me what to pray for. Because I might be praying for the wrong things. Because, you know, as I say, Einstein says, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting
Insanity.
A different result, you're crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So basically,
yeah, absolutely.
If we just ask God something for something different, God, I don't know. I keep praying for this all the time. And I might
right.
need to pray a different prayer or do something different. God, show me what to pray about, but help me to move when I pray. When you lead, help me
right.
to follow. But some people just want to sit down, relax, and pray, God, please open that door for me. But even when God opened the door, they're not walking in it.
Yes.
You know,
That's
I've
powerful.
Had experiences
That's
wherein people are just suffering. And financially, and a door open up for me, and I say, hey, this is what's going on, and I know that you're hurting for money, and I'm just calling to share this opportunity with you because it's working for me. Oh, no, thank you. I'm
right.
I'm not interested. Well, I don't want to hear
wow.
from you.
Mm.
You know, if
mm.
you don't want to hear this, something this simple, then I can't help you, sister. I can't help you, brother. You know,
okay,
I mean,
let's bring you in.
It is sad. It is sad.
Right. Right. Let's bring in Lady.
That as God's people,
Ms.
we can't do something different, you know?
Right. Miss Charity, let's bring you in, and we want to find out here. I mean, it's almost like, you know, the Bible says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But then if you don't know, you don't even have a clue. And I like what Lady C said, that we need to pray for, help me to know what to pray for. How do you even think about that? I mean, it's like you're stuck in this rut. And it's like, God, I've been praying to you for 17 years to get out of this rut. So now, God, help me. What do you do with that?
Well, sometimes God tells you to sit still and listen because he will tell you what to do. But if we're so busy doing what we want to do, we're going to miss it. So he does gives us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And if we ignore it, we're going to keep praying for 17 years for that same thing. But if we just be quiet, sit still, fast, and let him do what he does, he will give us the answer. We have to be obedient. No matter whatever we want to do, we have to be obedient and follow what he is telling us and stop doing what we want to do. Again, like Lady C said, if you don't get up and go do what you need to do, you're going to miss out on your opportunity. So you're not going to have food because you didn't go to work. You're not going to be able to pay your rent. You're not going to be able to do a lot of things. No one's going to do it for you, but you have to be patient and you have to be still and listen to what God is telling you. He is the answer.
Wow. Okay.
You know, Dr.
You know
Walker,
what?
If I'll just chime in, Dr.
Yes.
Walker, you just asked a question, and I just want to answer that question. You are the reason, Dr. Walker. How can we change certain things? That's why you have this radio station. So we can share with each other, learn from each other, and help each other out.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Exactly.
You
Amen.
Were the answer.
Listen, we are, they have just informed me, unfortunately, you all, they have just informed me that this show was scheduled, it was supposed to be an hour, but it was scheduled for 45 minutes. I do apologize for that. It was supposed to be an hour, but it was only scheduled for 45 minutes, and they're telling me I got 60 seconds. So to finalize this, we apologize for those of you all that we weren't able to get to. We got Facebook friends out there. I know some of you all are sending in comments, and you're saying in reference to tonight's topic, God would do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves. Nothing will come to you. You have to take a chance and see what you can do on your own. You will never know until you try. You know what we're going to do? We're going to depend on God by faith that we'll be able to carry the show for the remaining 15 minutes. So let's say we're going to stay here for the next 15 minutes, and I'll deal with the producers on that later. So let me come back in and ask this question now, and that question becomes, and let me bring Raquel Williams in on this one. And Raquel, it's just like it's hard to fathom this when you've been praying for so long. And like Ms. Augustine said, that, you know, you really want to be healed. But then after all of these years, like her 10 years, it finally dawned on her that she needed to eat right. Why couldn't God have put that in her spirit, let's say, instead of waiting 10 years, 8 years ago? Is it her fault that she didn't search or seek?
I mean, it's her, as Adventists, I'm just speaking from our point of view, it's basic knowledge to us, but are we applying it? The Bible is there. Are we applying it? You know, I remember when I was teaching at EJA my first year, they asked me to pray, and I was praying with the teachers about, Lord, please help us to be patient. They said, no, don't pray that prayer, because if you pray for patience, God is going to bring you trials so you can practice being patient.
Wow,
you
I
know?
Like that.
So we have to
I
be
like
careful
that.
With the words that we choose. And like was brought up before, ask the Holy Spirit to lead us in all truth, because I think sometimes it's right there. We're the ones making the choice to be stubborn and do what we want.
Right. Wow. Okay, James, let's bring you back. James, let's bring you back in, and then we're going to go to Ms. Augustine and bring you back in, as well as Marlene.
Okay.
And James, let me begin by asking you, it's like, you know, I keep this topic tonight. Will God do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves? I mean, it's almost like, you know, I look at the animals out there, and it's like, well, you know, all they do is mate. They mate, they eat, they get fat, they have fun. So what are we missing?
I'm going to say a few things.
I mean, they look like they have it right.
I'm going to say a few things. Number one, animals have to find their food. Birds, early bird gets the worm. Animals have to find, hunt, like for their food. While they're hunting, they have to be sure that they don't get eaten. So it's not easy.
Right.
You know, I can throw a piece of bread on the ground, but it's the first bird who comes around and search for it. So I was going to say this. God worked 6 days, works on seventh. He told Adam after he left, you must work by the sweat of your brow. The Bible says if a man don't work, a man don't eat. Bible says if a man don't take care of his family, he's worse than
less
what?
Than an infidel.
Like an infidel. Now, the other thing that I was going to say, like your other topic is, the Bible tells us don't eat pork. The Bible tells that, whether you agree with it or not, don't eat swine. When we eat swine and we get 50, 60 years old and we got heart conditions, you go to the doctor, what's the first thing the doctor tells you to do? Stop eating pork. Well, God told you that a long time ago, but you didn't listen. So now you're in your dire situation. And now, so you're forced to do what God said do. We have to listen to what the word said. And God said, if you meet me, the Bible says he will give the increase. If you try to find a job and you out there lurking, searching, he will give the increase. But you got to do it first.
Wow, that is deep. That is deep. Is Marlene still with us? Okay, perhaps not. Lady C, let's bring you back in here. I mean, James is right on point. You know, you throw a piece of bread out there on the ground, and I've seen even these birds fight over that piece of bread. You know, so it's like, you know, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, all you want to do is eat and then just go hang on a line somewhere. I mean, he's right on point. So the early bird gets the worm. So
you know why, Dr. Walker, you know.
Why?
I'm sorry, I have to disagree. I have seen birds work, and they work hard. You know, they build their nests. They feed their young. Shame on some of us mothers who do not do that. I have to differ. I've sat and watched birds build their nests. They go into bushes, and they get little weeds, and they fly back to the tree, and they build that nest for weeks. They build that house. And lay their eggs in it and birth their young and then go back and look food for them, worm and whatever they could find, and come back to the nest and feed that bird.
Right. Mm-hmm. But
so
that's only for a season.
If a bird can do that, what can human being work? Why can't
we
work?
But
whether you have children or not, why can't you work? If you're going to pray all the time for God to do something for you and you're not going out in faith on top of your prayer and do something, then something is wrong with that. And if you feel like you're mental, it's a hole that you're in and you can't get out of it, then scream out to somebody. Get psychiatric help. Do something. But prayer alone will not do it, because God expects us to move in faith.
In faith. Okay, Ms. Augustine, let's bring you in here. Ms. Augustine, birds even only work during for a season when they may have given birth to build that nest or prior to the offspring coming on board. And so other times they're just out there getting food so that they can mate again and have some more babies. What's up with that?
Well, it's like when we have children, you know. I have sons. I had one son that I took care of until age 27. My obligation was to him till he was 18. But because I didn't want him on the street, I took him to age 27. But when I stopped taking care of him, he told me I was not a mother. So it comes a time that when we have to let go of the nest, especially us black women who are mothers of men, boy, child. We have to teach them how to be a man, let them be a man, and let them go fly. We cannot be babying our men, especially our black men. You can't baby them. You got to teach them the best we can. And sometimes we women, we have to be mothers and fathers, because we don't always are blessed to have a father in the house. So I was a mother and a father to my sons. And I taught them the best I could. But I taught one to be dependent. And then I didn't know how to make him independent until one day I said, enough is enough, and I put his behind out the door. And he had to fly. He had no choice.
Wow. So,
he couldn't get back in here.
But at 27, we're going to ask you to stand by, because James, I want you to respond to that. But first, let me go to Miss Charity here and bring you in, Charity. And the question is, I mean, that sounds like that boy who was playing video games, you know, but up until 27, Miss Augustine, no disrespect. But, I mean, have we contributed to some you're saying you did. You contributed to maybe his laziness.
I did.
Wow. So is it his fault then? Is it really his fault?
No, it's not his fault. It's my fault. But they say when you know better, you do better. When I learned better, I did better. When I let go, I let go. He's 46 years old, and I'm done.
Wow. Well, you want
to
adopt
me? Don't turn me over.
Ms. Harvey, you want to adopt me?
Stick a fork in me and don't turn me over.
We're going to ask, just before, Charity, let's bring you in. Then we're going to go to phone lines once again. We're almost out of time, you all. We're going to go to 770-876. But let's bring Charity in just for a second. Charity, that's kind of hard. If I were that 27-year-old, and no disrespect again, Miss Augustine, but the fact of the matter is, if I was that 27-year-old, and I've been just like the 23-year-old playing the video games all the time, if this is the lifestyle that I grew up with, how do you expect me to know anything differently? How do you expect me to not expect God to do for me what my mother did for me? You know, so now God takes over. Miss Charity, how do you answer that?
Well, he's not going to know how to take care of himself. I'm lost for words. I can't believe she took care of him since 27. I would have put him out at 18.
Right.
You got to get a job. You got to help contribute to the family. So my hat goes off to you, Miss Augustine. But
I did put him out of my house. I just got an apartment, paid the rent. Big mistake.
I keep trying to get her to adopt me. Okay.
From one nest to the other nest.
Right. So, Charity, did you finish your thought? We're going to bring James in and see what he thinks.
My father told me.
Go ahead,
James. Sorry. Go ahead. My father told me, and all my brothers at 18, you got three choices at 18. He goes, I was obligated to take care of you to 18. Now,
right.
If I take care of you, it's because I want to. You got three choices.
Right.
He gave us all three choices. You're going to go to school, you're going to get a job, or you're going to go to the Army, Navy,
right.
or the Marines. You got three choices.
Right.
If you're going to live here, one of those three choices, you're going to take them. But you're not going to stay here and not do nothing.
Right. Right, right.
If you won't
and
do
I
nothing,
think that
you go somewhere else.
That's right. I think that was the important thing. We're going to ask all of you on standby. Let's go to 770, looks like North Florida, 876. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is actually your half-hour inspirational program. Who do we have with us, and welcome? 770-876. Okay, maybe then perhaps that caller will call back in. Lady C, let's go back up to you. And I think Ms. Augustine just threw all of us off with, you know, I'm trying to get adopted over here. Because if she's going to pay the rent.
Can I say something real quick? My mother lived with me. And if
okay.
I didn't let him, if I didn't give him a place to stay, when I leave the house, my mother would have moved him back in. So I had a choice. If I didn't give him a place to stay, if when I leave, my mother felt like that, you know, I'm Bahamian. My mother felt like that was my duty to take care of my child in my home, and I could not bring that in my home. So it was either help him live someplace else or live here. So I helped him live someplace else.
Right. Wow. Lady C, you know, will God do for us what I think we're all on the same page that God's not going to do for us what he expects us to do for ourselves. But how about the crisis that we're in now with the pandemic? And some people have lost their jobs. They're not even able to meet their rent. We had a lady on my show last night that called in and said that her tenant was threatening to attack her because it's not that she didn't have the money, but she didn't want to pay the rent because the government has said now you can't evict a person. So now what about
right.
that lady who at one point opened up her property to rent to someone and followed the rules of the law, and now all of a sudden now, and this lady was had health issues she mentioned last night. So how do we expect that, you know, will God help me in this situation? I'm talking about the landlord now. Help me in this situation here. This woman wants to attack me. How do you even explain that? How can God... what is it that we can do for ourselves? This was an elderly woman that God won't do for us. In that case.
Okay. In her situation, which was very unfortunate for an older lady, you know, she had no control over the matter. She could not evict her, and I don't think she wanted to either based on what she said. I just
right.
think that, you know, and I must say a lot of people had taken that decree, I'll call it a decree, for granted. They had money in their bank,
mm-hmm.
in their bank books, but they refused to pay their rent. They refused
right.
to pay their bills. And a lot of people have been evicted because of it. They have, you know, had their electricity cut off, et cetera, because they took it for granted. Never you not do what you can do for yourself, expecting
right.
to get by other people when you're hurting other people. This lady had her mortgage to pay, and this
right.
woman had the money and refused to pay it. That's wrong.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
you know, and what could she do? But thank God she's on the right road to getting it done, you know.
Right.
But, you know, again, now that this pandemic has caused a lot of people to lose their jobs, believe it or not, a lot of doors has been opening up financially for people.
Right.
Like a lot of opportunities are just opening up day after day. And surprisingly, I have introduced those opportunities to other people because they're working for me, and people just shoot me down. No, not interested.
Right.
I don't care. I don't know. I don't trust anyone with my money, whatever. At the same time, they have no money.
Right, Before you go,
can I say something?
Is $10 to lose? If you
right,
can take
right.
a
James,
chance of trying to find a $10 job, you can take a chance of trying to start a $10 business. Can't
right,
you?
Right. Ladies,
well,
we're going to ask you to stand by. James,
you.
Come in, and then we want to bring Lady Charity back in. We're about 60 seconds to closing. James, go ahead.
With the stimulus package, and now these people, you know, people are getting an extra $600 on top of the regular unemployment. People are making $34,000 a year by staying home. They can't get people to come back to work. They make more money
wow.
on unemployment
that's
than
the
going
truth,
back
James.
To work.
That's the truth.
They cannot
wow.
get the people to come back to work.
Wow.
Guess what? I'm on unemployment. I'm getting $875 a week. Why should I go back to work? And guess what? I got this for the next 6 months. Guess what? I'll be back in 6 months.
Don't say it too loud now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've known of Miss Hughes, and I've known of other people who always needed a break. Let me tell you, people, this COVID-19 has been a blessing. Because people have been so worked, overworked, disrespected, and tired, and couldn't even take a vacation. So COVID-19 is a vacation, James, and I'm all for it. God bless you,
right,
man. Take all the rest you need until 6 months time.
Right. Raquel Williams, let's bring Raquel Williams in. Raquel, do you agree with everything that's being said here? Okay, maybe we've lost Raquel Williams for some reason. Let's go to Miss Charity. Let's bring you back in. Okay, it makes sense to me. If I can get all of this money, $34,000 a year, and I was only making about $16,000 a year, it makes sense to stay home. I mean, God has done this for me. I couldn't do that for myself.
Well, God's done it for
God
me.
Answered my
I
prayers.
Have to be so thankful.
Yes, amen.
He has done it for me. I feel like I'm on vacation. I had a stressful job, so I have no complaints. But for the people that this is extra money, maybe this is a blessing for them to do better. You know, God tries
right.
to work with us in many ways. That's their blessing to do better. Maybe they will
but
do more.
But if your employer tells you to come back to work, shouldn't you go back to work?
No. No, yes, you should. You should. I'm only joking. No, you should.
I don't think she means that.
God.
I think her first answer was the truth. And you know what's interesting?
Did you find
what's interesting
a lot
is
of around your house? That's work.
You know what? Listen, Lady C said earlier, she said this COVID-19 has turned out to be a blessing if it hasn't killed you, right? And the fact of the matter
no,
is,
not.
The Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. I stopped working in around March, beginning of March when the COVID hit, and I haven't been back to work since, and they paid me, you know, they continued to pay me. And then when it was time to go back to work, I retired. So, you know, God is good all the time, and all the time,
all
God
the time.
Is good.
Listen, God is good.
Lady C, I want to thank all of you all. We are clearly out of time this time because they are threatening me over here that I got to get off the air. Listen, we'll join us back here next. I want to thank all of you all, and as we've introduced Ms. Charity, she's going to be with us next week bringing us scriptures that support every topic that we have on our Friday night show. Lady C, it's always good to have you as my new co-host now for the Friday night show. James,
thank you, Stephanie,
Augustine, Marlene, Raquel Williams,
all of you on the team.
We were so happy to have you all.
Those of you all we weren't able to get to, call in earlier
so that we can get you in the queue. Listen, until next Thursday, the Dr. Jess Walk Show, or until next Friday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless. And thank you, God. Good night, everyone. Be safe.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, and stay safe.
Good night. It was good having you guys on. Thank you.